Eddie Dalton is quite the singer, but Eddie Dalton is also AI. It's a computer. It's not a human being singing. It's 11:35 on WGN. Segueing from that to now, Dr. Tasha Arnold, the head of Alpha Schools in Chicago. Dr. Arnold, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Have you heard that song? Have you seen that video, by the way?
I haven't seen the video, but I have heard the song and had a giggle to myself about it.
You had to appreciate the symmetry. You know why I would be playing that, because Alpha Schools are going to teach kids via AI, if we understand correctly. I've read about it, and I think a lot of our listeners have too, but why don't you just tell us what Alpha Schools are?
Yeah, so Alpha Schools is where we use AI in the morning. So it works, it really does the routinal instructional tasks. So content delivery, repetitive practice, immediate corrective feedback, progress tracking for students. And then in the afternoons, we have life skills workshops. So AI is allowing us to have our platform's called Time Back. So our students are given time back in the afternoon, where educators are moving towards more of that higher value human work. So coaching, diagnosing, motivating students, helping build culture, fostering things like belonging. And then we also have something called check charts, where students are working on individual tasks for themselves. So it's really allowing us to have more time with our students. It's bringing that human side back into the education world.
This school is going to be at 350 East South Water Street in Chicago. It will serve about 100 students starting in the fall, K through 8. $55,000 a year is the tuition. And there won't be teachers like math and science and English teachers. The kids will be learning via software, no textbooks, no homework. No real teachers per se. There will be guides in the classroom. Describe a guide to me in the classroom. Who are these people?
So the majority of our, we call them guides, but the majority of our teachers are our guides are come from a traditional teaching background. So in the mornings, when our students are interacting with the AI platform, what they're doing is they receive a list of their lessons in the morning. So they're checking that the students are engaged, appropriately with the platform. They're also then providing coaching. So if a student gets stuck, they're teaching them how to learn, asking them if they've, watched the video, listened to the instructions, for example. And they're helping them goal set. So, the beauty of the platform is, whether you're the child in the back of the classroom who doesn't understand or has fallen behind in the lesson, or the student at the front of the classroom who, is advanced, you're able to be met exactly where you're at. So you could be a fifth grade student working in third grade content in math, for example. And our teachers are helping, build your confidence, set goals. And then in the afternoons, they're really creating these life skills workshops. So think like interdisciplinary project planning. Our kids are working on things like public speaking, how to build grit, how to be part of a culture and community. So all of these things that we think will be important for, well, not just for today, but also in the future. That's where our guides come in. So they're coaching and they're providing support to students. I was a Chicago Public Schools teacher myself. Shout out to Gray Elementary and near Portage Park. And one of the things that I, my whole career, over 20 years in education, I really wanted to be able to individualize for each of my students. I would spend hours trying to, come up with six different lesson plans, teaching the same content, and then of course grading those afterwards. AI takes that part for me. So now I'm able to spend time, our teachers, our guides, they do pull out meetings with each student every week. So for 30 minutes, we're not only goal setting, but I'm learning about, which cousins are coming to visit or how they did at their, softball game this past weekend. So the scarcity before used to be an understanding of content, and that's where the teacher in front of the classroom model really came to play. But now I believe the scarcity is that human interaction. So what did I go into education for? I wanted to inspire children. I wanted to, help them find their passions, make them lifelong learners. And this time back really allows us teachers to do exactly what we were hoping to do when we came into the field.
Describe the actual activity in a classroom in that first part of the day when they're learning the core academics. Is it rows of desks with maybe laptops there? and the kids, maybe with headphones, are looking at a computer screen and following a tutorial that's geared to their level. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, first, I just want to demystify. There are no robots teaching my students. People ask me that often. But yes, there's so at Alpha, we have things where you can unlock privileges. So students start in a desk, but there is also, options for different seating. Kids are on their laptops. You have your teachers walking around the room. We have a traditional reading specialist that pulls children out for reading instruction until they're able to become fluent readers. So there will be some pullouts happening as well. There's goal setting meetings taking place. So it's really there's an interaction. It's not just students all sitting in the room and no one's interacting with them. And also, it's not 2 hours straight. We use the Pomodoro method, if you're familiar with that. So 25 minutes and then 15 minute break and rinse and repeat, so to speak. So our kids are, especially okay. for students that
walk
are neurodiverse.
Through, walk me through an algebra lesson or an English lesson. If the kid typically would be, the teacher would be talking about a book, asking questions, maybe asking them to write or read out loud. I can imagine what that setting is like. Or the teacher's at a chalkboard saying, okay, AX squared plus BX plus C equals zero, whatever it is. How is the kid learning that? How is that happening?
Yeah, so there will be, there's different means of presentation, but it could be example problems. It could be they could listen to an auditory explanation. They get lots of practice. We have something called fast math, for example. So that's, our program is based on mastery. So we're in fast math, we're looking for the automaticity of recall of math facts. So, it's somewhat gamified for the children to engage with, so they enjoy.
That's good, but I have to cut you off. So is the kid looking at a computer screen and do they see a human face, or is it just text and numbers appearing on the screen and they're listening?
Yeah, so text and numbers on the screen, but there's also, tips and tricks. So you could click and there could be a video of a recorded teacher giving instruction. There could be, like I said, an auditory explanation. There could also be additional example problems for them to work
through. And a fourth grader is sophisticated enough and engaged enough to learn essentially on their own this way, you're telling me.
Yeah, so that's where our teachers come in. They are, teaching children how to learn. So if you need to find the answer, how do you come to that finding? If students get stuck on a content, a specific content, they're able to log a coaching call where they meet with an expert in that academic area online. And of course, our teachers are sitting in those calls as well. So they're able to have one-on-one coaching through a specific topic.
I think I am, like our listeners are, curious about this. If you sense that I'm skeptical, maybe we all are a little bit, but mostly because we just don't know. So I hope you understand why I'm asking some questions that sort of maybe beg the model. But for instance, I'm also reading that you all say that this AI-driven model can help students learn the core academics in 2 hours a day. And I think that's a challenging notion for us to accept. If you can teach a kid in 2 hours a day, how about teach the kid 3 hours a day? I mean, it almost seems implausible that a child could keep up with what they should be learning in just 2 hours a day. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think, we've had this long assumption that seat time equates to learning. I know myself, I've sat in many lessons where I finished understood the concept quite quickly and then was made to sit in my seat for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But what's beautiful about this model is if you do need that 45 minutes, you're able to engage with different learning experiences in order to achieve mastery. Whereas if you only need that 5 minutes, you're able to then progress at your level quicker. So to your question, why in 2 hours? Well, that allows us enough time where the data is showing that our students are what we say is 2x. So I have students that come to me from, top schools and straight A students on the report cards, and when we give them the MAP assessments and other assessments we have, they're 2 grade levels behind. And in a year's time, by the end of the academic year, those students have been caught up to grade level. And we've done that under the two-hour model. We have another, we have a what's called the GT school, and those students, what do they want? They want more academics, so they do engage for 3 hours on the AI platform, and then their scores are, you know, exponentially risen.
You know, what I'm also wondering about, and I'll ask you to answer this just after a quick break here, is then how do you, I understand you don't give tests, but how do you score achievement? And I think most of our listeners were raised in a way where there's 25 kids in the class, and you know how well everybody did. You all took the same test, and maybe you got an A, maybe you got a B or a D, whatever, but you all took the same test kind of at the same time. I'm guessing that you all would test the kids individually. I don't know how you then give them grades, but I'll let you respond to that. Talking about the Alpha School opening in the fall for maybe 100 Chicago area kids, Dr. Tasha Arnold is our guest. I do want to say one thing before we let you answer the question I asked just before the break, and that is the idea that you would have individual learning so that the kid who's a little behind gets learning at their level and the kid who's advanced gets learning at their level, I think is the strongest argument I've heard from you, Doctor. That just seems to be so efficient, so fair in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's exactly what it does. It does bring equity into the classroom. So that's really exciting for us in the educational space. With regards to,
No, go ahead. You're about to answer the question.
Yeah, so we do actually give tests, and our teachers identify when a child's ready for a unit test. We also have grade level assessments. They have to achieve 80% on their each of their lessons, and then in order to pass a grade level assessment, it's at 90%. So then students are able to then, you know, move to the next level. But what I also think is, you know, what's most compelling is not just this academic personalization that you were talking about, but it's also the psychological impact. So students, they often become more confident because, you know, the system is meeting them where they're at. And so the struggle becomes less public. Your growth becomes more visible and celebrated. And then students are developing a stronger sense of agency. So we see a shift in identity from I'm behind to I know how to learn. And from my vantage point, it's been really incredible.
I can understand that, but I also think what will be lost is dealing with that. The kids aren't interacting as much. They are learning privately or personally. This whole group dynamic, I think, has value, and it sounds to me like that's getting lost.
Yeah, so when I was looking into Alpha, when I was, you know, where am I going to call my next home in the education space, I wondered that too. I remember thinking, okay, I learned a lot from my best friend who was, you know, teaching me different concepts in Spanish in particular. And so, you know, like in math, if I see someone else ask a question or, you know, write a problem out, I might learn from that. And I thought, wow, that's going to be a big miss. But because we have these breaks, what I see in the classroom is children saying, okay, I'm working on this problem. I tried this. And then their classmates saying, oh, no, why don't you, you know, approach it this way? And so, and in the afternoon, those workshops are interdisciplinary. So, you know, students are working on building a hydraulic desk that turns into an easel. They're having to apply geometric principles together. They're working in groups. Mm-hmm. They're discussing strategy. And actually what I see is a community of students coming together, and that competitiveness, it changes. It's not I'm better than, it's we're better together because you're building something together. So I would argue that this is the most human I've been able to be as an educator with students because of all the time that we have to spend with them and cultivating community.
Do you wish the tuition wasn't $50,000 a year? A family that has $50,000 a year probably is dedicating the resources to the academic achievement of that child to begin with. Are there scholarships for maybe kids whose families aren't sufficiently affluent to go to the school?
Absolutely. We have scholarships all across the country, and our data shows that scholarship students are learning at the same pace as those students who are not on scholarship. As we continue to expand, we'll be offering more. We're, you know, looking to partner with various individuals to provide this. You know, our mission at Alpha is to reach 1 billion students in 10 years. And that's because we genuinely believe this is the future of education. This is a way to equalize learning for all students. And right now, as it's been launched, this is how we fund our AI development and everything that we're doing to make the program better.
What does this say to people that are teachers now or want to be teachers?
I think that, you know, it's absolutely a revolution for us. You know, what we're talking about here is giving every single child their own individualized learning plan, which is what us teachers want to do, and not just the, you know, the kids who qualify one, but every kid. And AI makes that possible for us. So don't be afraid. There's good AI and there's bad AI. So, you know, there's the education piece around that.
You say you're going to be paying, you say you're going to be teaching the, or paying these teacher guides $100,000 a year to start. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. So well, we pay them $100,000, and then it's depending on cost of living for each city as well is included.
Several of our listeners are asking about things like music, athletics, teams, sports, extracurricular activities, even elective classes. I have about a minute left, but what should we know about that?
Yeah, so in the afternoon, that's where those life skills workshops get built out. Also during our breaks, we encourage arts, music. So yeah, we have absolutely have that included in our day. We also offer after school programs based on student interest. So if you want to learn an additional language that's not offered, or you want to engage in music, you have that opportunity. Plus there's no homework. So you're able to engage in that local team sport, you know, because you have that time after school.
Okay. First semester is in the fall. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
And how many kids have signed up already?
So we've been announcing, you know, the school. We've had some shadow days, so that's part of the admissions process. We want to make sure it's a good fit for your child. And, you know, we're looking at a nice cohort of students to kick it off. So we would be starting with a minimum of 25, but again, we're looking to be at that 100 mark for the school year.
Dr. Tasha Arnold is the head of Alpha Schools, alphaschool.com. No, alpha.school, alpha.school is the URL for this place. Good luck to you. Good luck to the students. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, John.